Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends. Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord. That is me, and welcome. I am grateful for your presence as we connect live every Wednesday to talk about the astrology and energies of the week ahead. This is the Wednesday show, and it is currently September 12th, 2018, and we just did a Monday show where I shared with you more healing energies about astrology. And so each week I offer you these two podcasts to support your journey, to support what you might be experiencing in the world, and to also give you some tools and strategies, or at least new ways to work with what is coming up and how to continue to know that you have choices. We always have choices to make in our lives, and we can forget that at times. We can be stuck. We cannot see the next choice. We can feel that it's out of our power, out of our control, which it never is. That's always an illusion. And I hope that this podcast gives you some new things to consider and to sit with. So in today's show, we're going to talk about the last week. We've had three planets that changed astrological signs. Mercury, Venus, and Mars all changed signs. So this is important for relationships. And then we have a big opposition happening right now with Venus opposing Uranus and making a sextile to Saturn in Capricorn. So I'm going to talk about all that even more. And currently we are moving through the astrological month of Virgo. And Virgo is right now at about 19, almost 20 degrees of Virgo. The sun moves a degree a day. Ish. There's always some wobble because there's 360 degrees in a circle. So 1 degree a day will equal almost a year, right? But not quite. And that's why the cusps on the astrological signs will vary from year to year, because sometimes the sun enters the next astrological sign sooner or later than the year before. So that's why there are cusps. And on the topic of cusps, you are either one or the other astrological sign, you in terms of your sun sign. So you could be born at 29 degrees of Virgo, and you would have your sun in Virgo. But you might have a number of other planets in Libra. So you could say, well, I feel more like a Libra than a Virgo. Well, your sun is still in Virgo, but yes, you have many planets in Libra, which would be different than having your sun at 29 degrees of Virgo and having many planets in Virgo as well. So your sun is in one side or the other. It's never on the fence. That's just not how it works with numbers. And it helps to understand that because it brings clarity around how your energy is composed. Now, I do teach an introductory astrology course that talks about all the different layers of energies in your chart and how, just like in that example, your astrological chart is composed of different energies that make up all of you. And so you could have your sun in Virgo. You could then have strong Libra planets, and then you could also have strong, say, Taurus energy or strong Sagittarius energy. So there's many layers of energies that we all have within us. And some people have around four. They could have 3, 4, or 5 main energies. So that's something I cover in the introductory astrology course. And if you're interested in learning more about that, you can find that information below this video or this podcast. Now, as we move through Virgo, what we're doing is essentially coming back to our bodies. We're coming into our physical selves, and Virgo is about your body, your health, your nutrition, how you care for yourself, your habits, what you do on a daily basis. Virgo relates to domestic pets, those animals that you have to care for. You have to walk the dog, you have to feed the cat, and it's the things we do daily that basically compose our lives. And that's what Virgo's strength is. It keeps us responsible and disciplined, focused on basically the job at hand, the tasks at hand. Virgo is also wonderful at anything where we take small steps to get somewhere, where you work on something piece by piece or bit by bit. As the saying goes, God is in the details, and that is Virgo's mantra. because that is the sense that the details matter. The small things count. Being exact, being specific, being very clear about those minor things that maybe get overlooked. Well, that's when the Virgo comes in and corrects us, edits us, shows us where we can be improved or perfected, what we missed. Any Virgo will show you what you missed. And that is one of the gifts, really, when it's shared from a well-intentioned place. This is to say, don't forget, you didn't cross that T, you didn't dot that I, get your duckies in a row. That's all Virgo energies. So as the sun is moving through this astrological sign, we are really supported in being in alignment with what we need within ourselves, physically, mentally, spiritually, to basically come back to center, come back to self, come back to body, and to focus on the small things in life. And so this is great for completing those projects that you've put off, those tasks, those errands, the things that you know you need to do. Virgo is all about the shoulds, and we don't want to should on ourselves, but we do need to take care of the things that matter. So when we focus on Virgo, the sun is moving through your natal chart in the Virgo houses, and it could be activating any planets or points in Virgo that you might have, or you might not have anything in Virgo, and so it's not activating anything for you. It's just moving through that part of your chart and activating that area of your life, depending on the house that it's moving through. So we're all tidying up. And one of the gifts of Virgo is that we also see, well, what needs to change? What needs to be let go of, to be cleaned out, to be purified? And what I like to do is give you some ways to do that in your energy field. Now, if you're aware of guided meditations, you know how powerful they can be in working with calming down your energy, calming down your mind, and just feeling connected to a bigger energy field, a source, your higher self, spirit, creator, God, whatever you call it. And that's one of the gifts of guided meditation. And the other thing you can do that's really good for the body, again, Virgo, right, the body, is anything that involves chanting or humming that essentially creates a vibration within your body, and it's a healing frequency or a clearing vibration. Let me give you three examples. Your third eye chakra is also called the Ajna, A-J-N-A, Ajna. And the word Om, if you were to relax into a comfortable pose, and perhaps you're in lotus position or you're in a seated very calming position, and you were to close your eyes and focus on that point between your eyebrows or on the center of your forehead, that third eye chakra, and you were to just simply say Om, Om. It is a frequency that's meant to clear that part of your energy field, the Ajna, that third eye chakra. If you were to then move the focal point to your throat chakra, so the base of your throat, you would then chant or say the sound ah, A-H, ah, as if you go to the doctor and you open up and say ah. Well, that frequency is meant to clear your throat chakra. So that's how you can bring that clearing frequency into your body and support clearing out if you need to say something, you need to have an important conversation with somebody, you need to make a presentation at work, you need to do anything with a strong throat chakra. Simply taking time to say ah will help to clear out any blockages in the throat chakra and move the energy through. And then one more to offer you is with your heart chakra, which is the green chakra. And the noise or sound that's associated with that is hum, H-U-M, so simply humming. And you can feel that vibration when you go hum. You can feel it in your chest. You can literally feel it in your lungs. And that humming noise is meant to help clear and clean what's ever stuck in your heart chakra. So these are just three simple ways to work with three chakras. And there are many more, even videos on YouTube about this, about the chanting, the humming, the ways to activate, to use sound to activate clearing and cleansing in your physical self. That's really supported right now with the sun in Virgo. I can still remember the first time I did a guided meditation. It was back in 2006. No, it was 2005. And then in 2006, I was with my friend Tricia, and we had just moved to Paris, and we met each other through school, through graduate school, and we were both on the adrenaline high of finding a place, a new apartment, a place to live, and we just had so much to do and excited and buzzy and nervous as well. And we, one afternoon after walking through the city, looking for an apartment, getting nowhere, we came back to a place that she was staying at through a friend, and we had just had a really great lunch, and we were so tired, but we couldn't sleep. Have you been that? Have you experienced that before? You're tired, but you can't sleep because of adrenaline, or your mind won't turn off, or there's that anxiety going through you that it seems like you can't calm it down. And so we went and just sat on the couch, and I was her pusher. I was like, just listen to this meditation. Just listen to this guided meditation. It's going to help. Because until you really listen to the deeper energies of a guided meditation, it's like you can miss out on some of the ways to just calm yourself, to just calm down parts of your energy field that you didn't know were ramped up. And so we listened to this guided meditation, and it was by Deepak Chopra. And I'm looking for the title of it right now. It's like the body, mind, and soul one. And it was amazing for both of us. Like, we both were asleep within minutes. And there's a lot of these, again, online these days. But the guided meditations that really work with sound and invite you to practice the sound, it will help with settling down more of your energy field. And again, this is all part of supporting the Virgo energy. It's also important with Mercury now in Virgo, because Mercury in Virgo is also helping us to look at the details, to look at the specifics and where we need to focus and be productive, get things done. It's a very linear energy. It's quite productive, and it wants to make sure that nothing is overlooked or missed. But this can create a sense of, I'm never done. There's more work to do. Mercury in Virgo can have anxiety. There can be that sense of, I'm not doing enough, or there's always more. And that's where we need to calm down the mind and the mental energy right now. So that's part of what we want to pay attention to, is where you feel maybe even hard on yourself or guilty or that you're not doing enough. This Mercury in Virgo is about to make an exact opposition to Neptune at 14 degrees of Pisces. And this is the letting go. And it could literally be that you visualize your brain and it just needs to let go of certain things, certain ideas, certain standards or thoughts or too much stress. We need to take care of our mental health right now, because it has a tendency to be ramped up with all the Virgo go, go, go. And the good news is that not only is Mercury going to oppose Neptune, which is going to give us a break, like it or not, it's meant to also ask us to let go of where we're applying too much pressure on ourselves, to be too perfect, to be too overly focused on work, where we aren't bringing in compassion. Mercury opposing Neptune will be exact on Friday the 14th, and it'll be a time of literally giving yourself a break, of not forcing anything, of not pushing it, and you might feel that mentally. You might feel that mentally. Now, Mercury just went into Virgo on Friday, I'm getting my words all jumbled up here today, on Friday, September 7th. And so that brings us back down to earth and a focal point on what we need to do and get completed. So it's a very grounded energy with Mercury in Virgo. And this is one of those planets that just changed signs in the past week. Virgo energy always helps us with being mindful in its highest expression. Because Virgo is like, let me sit with this and make sure it's worth my time, my energy, my effort before I commit. So that's part of what we're looking at too, is looking at, okay, what is worth the energy right now, the mental energy. Mercury is going to make a trine to Pluto. Pluto is at 18 degrees of Capricorn retrograde, and Mercury will get to 18 degrees on Sunday, September 16th, and this can be a day of powerful communication, clarity, connections, what you've been thinking about in your head, get some oomph to it. It has a way forward. You know the plan. You know where to go with it. There's a sense that the mind understands where to push the energy out, where to use something in the right way, the right resources, the right strategy, the right effort. So this is quite supportive of projects, ideas, words, communications. It also activates the recent new moon in Virgo. So that new moon was on September 9th. And if you've been formulating the next steps, if you've been putting together a plan, when Mercury trines Pluto at 18 degrees, it will help set off exactly what you need to say, express, and to share. So again, that's going to activate the throat chakra. So that's why you might want to do an exercise, the ah sound, that helps support clearing out and strengthening the throat chakra. So the Virgo energy is making sure that we're getting our errands done, our chores done, that we're also getting grounded, because Virgo helps support us for the transition to Libra. Now, the Libra energy is still about 10 days off when the sun will enter Libra, and that will happen on September 22nd at 9:54 p.m. here in the Eastern time zone. And until then, we're in that work, 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 focus, 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 get something done. And then when the sun goes into Libra, we share. We share what we've been working on. We talk about it more. Libra's an air sign. We have conversations. We relate. We cooperate. We negotiate. So basically, we're all focused on our current priorities right now, straightening things up and prioritizing and getting our duckies in a row. And then when the sun moves into Libra, we go and we talk to people and relate to people about what we've been working on, about the harvest, because Virgo is also about what you've harvested, what you've made, what you've created since the sun was in Aries in March, March 20th. So we're moving through Virgo season here. Now, the other transition that's happened is that our girl Venus left Libra, where she was social, engaging, willing to have conversations with people and to get out and to meet new people. And now she's in Scorpio. And I did a show on Monday, September 10th, about Venus retrograde that's coming up. It will start October 5th at 10 degrees of Scorpio, and then she'll move back to 25 degrees of Libra until November 16th. Then she will station direct and move through the rest of Scorpio until January 7th. So we've got a long time of this energy of Venus in Scorpio. And I'm going to be talking about it every week just to give you some new insights or new things to be aware of, how to navigate it in a way that's conscious and mindful. She'll be in Scorpio until, let's see, I'm going to give you a chunks of time here. So she's in Scorpio right now at 2 degrees, right? And she'll be in Scorpio until the end of October. And then all of November, she's back into Libra until actually December 2nd. And then the rest of December and the first week in January, she'll be in Scorpio. So she'll be back in Libra all of November. But until then, we're moving through her energy through on a deeper emotional level. And I do recommend listening to the other podcast I did where I go into it a bit more. But basically, the Venus in Scorpio energy is shifting us into looking at what we have each buried in our subconscious, in our psyche, that we didn't realize was there. It's in the corners. It's those things we haven't looked at or weren't aware of. And basically, it really looks at where we have felt love has been withheld from us, because Venus is about relating, it's about relationships, and Scorpio is about other people. And this can show up in so many different ways, but it's a collective energy right now. It's the collective feminine energy of understanding what are the power dynamics that have been in play in relationships. What are the financial or money dynamics that have been in play? Where has there been deep emotions or feelings that have been unconscious and working in the background that can show up as a passionate response to someone? Because, again, Venus is about relationships, so it's about someone, and it's typically about women. So, for example, here's a basic understanding of it. When you were younger, maybe you learned that there was a certain way to relate to people that was based on power dynamics or money. So if, for example, you came from a family where there's a lot of money, you had to do something in order to receive that money. You had to be a good girl. You had to get certain grades. You had to walk the line or stay the course or do what the family says. And then you would be rewarded with money. And money was basically used as a power tool, because love, unconditional love, doesn't mean you have to do anything. But Scorpio has conditions. And this is the unconscious version of Scorpio, by the way, that until you see it operating within you, you might not even realize it's there. We all have Scorpio somewhere in our chart where this energy is going to be moving through us. And you'll even feel it more if you have Venus in Scorpio natally or any planets or points in Scorpio. So the Venus retrograde in Scorpio energy is looking at what are the dynamics underneath relationships that were unconsciously learned about how you were worthy or how you were loved, how you were valued or how you were seen. And again, we're all doing this collectively, but it could be more potent for you if you have Venus in Scorpio. There's also other aspects or dynamics where this energy can show up, such as if you have Venus in the eighth house, or you have Venus in a hard aspect to Pluto, specifically Venus conjunct Pluto, Venus squaring Pluto, or Venus opposite Pluto. The same energy dynamic shows up. But we're working through this stuff. It's very emotional. It can be very reactionary. It can be the parts of yourself you don't like, you don't want to see, that you didn't notice before. And the other thing that can happen underneath all this is that it's really a deep shame around where there's been a lack of love for yourself, for your authentic self. The strength of Venus in Scorpio is that you're very in touch with how you feel, and you can be honest about it and be like, man, I'm just in a bitchy mood today, or man, I'm really upset about da-da-da-da, or I don't feel good, or I just need some time to myself. That's important for Venus and Scorpio, because Scorpio is a very private energy, and it's like, where can you go that's your safe haven to move emotions through you, to move stuff through you, so you don't have any types of resentment or envy or jealousy or any of that stuff that lingers. It's a deep purification energy. And it requires consciousness. It requires to see these patterns in ourselves. Again, we all have Scorpio in our chart, so wherever that is for you is where this energy is going to be showing up until January of next year. Now, here's another example. Venus in Scorpio wants what someone else has because it believes that the power is outside of themselves. So it can be quite competitive. It can be in comparison. It can have the perception that somebody else has more power and you want their power. You want what they have. So let's say you go to lunch, you stand in line, you get your chicken sandwich, your tater tots, and your green beans, and you sit down to eat your lunch, and someone sits down in front of you, and they say, oh, I want your lunch. And you're like, oh, yeah, you can just go right over there, stand in line, you can get the same thing. This is the lunch special today. Tater tots are really good. And they look at you, and they say, no, I want your lunch. I don't want to do it myself. I want your lunch, as in I want to take your tray and I'm going to eat your food. That is a Venus in Scorpio power play where they're looking to get power over you. It's a bullying energy, or it's that perception that I want what I want at any cost. And so they just want your tater tots, and they don't want to do anything other than to take it over, because the Scorpio energy can be really big and it's passionate. Again, this is all the unconscious examples of it, but this is how it shows up energetically. And that's why energetically you have to have these barriers for yourself and the ways to deal with this energy, whether it's within you or you notice it within someone else. And you're like, no, you can't have my tater tots. And you're perfectly capable of going and standing in line. Like, you have to talk tough or else they think they can, you know, bully you or just steal or take over. This is part of the dynamic. It's why it's so intense, because you have to be stronger than their energy. And you have to say, no, sorry, sweetheart, not going to happen. So this is the part of the dynamics these days. And why it's uncomfortable is because the Venus energy at 2 degrees of Scorpio right now is exactly opposing Uranus and Taurus at 2 degrees retrograde. And so you're getting this, you're feeling this energy of Venus and Scorpio that's basically what you've absorbed from other people. Scorpio is other people. Scorpio is associated with abuse, be it sexual, physical, emotional, psychological. It's associated with anything you absorb from other people. And as it becomes conscious within you, again, you push back and you work to heal yourself. You take the necessary steps. Scorpio is also about therapy, counseling, talking it out, intimacy, facing the fears. And the fears are around, well, I didn't feel powerful, or I didn't know what to do, or I was at a loss, or I didn't know I had the power to speak up and defend my tater tots. This energy is being strengthened with the opposition of Uranus and Taurus, who says, no, you are raising your belief in yourself, your self-love, your self-value, and you're saying no. Like, the Uranus energy is breaking out. It's ending the cycle. It's breaking you out of where you took other people's crap or where you gave other people crap, because there's both sides of it. And so the Uranus energy is saying, no, you don't have to take that anymore. And it's giving you this sense of new love, new strength, new groundedness internally. And that's important because right now there's strong breakup energy in the cosmos with this opposition between Uranus and Venus, where Venus says, I want this, and Uranus says, oh, no, you're not. And it has this breakup because there's a, if it's not in alignment, all right, then you need to make the next practical choice, the next practical step for yourself. Also, Scorpio and Taurus are money signs. These are financial decisions. These are reality checks about finances. This is where you paid too much for somebody else. You're like covering their monthly dues to the gym, or, you know, you're paying for their hot lunch, and you're like, no more. No, I'm not going to be funding your fun. I'm going to take care of my own stuff. So it's the breakup that can show up as financial topics, but it can also just show up where you are really getting solid in a new sense of your personal self-value. And that's coming up strong right now. And because Venus is going retrograde, and because Uranus is retrograde, they're going to meet up again. And this conversation is going to continue. And it happens the end of October at 0 degrees. So just within a 2-degree orb. So at 0 degrees of Scorpio, we'll have Venus. At 0 degrees of Taurus, we'll have Uranus. And they will spar off again on the same area that's basically helping you get stronger within, around asserting what you need and being clearer about your own unconscious programming around love. And that's why, again, these relationship breakups can happen, because you realize what you settled for. You realize where it really hurt, or where that wasn't really truly what you wanted or what you deserved. And you come to this reality check around what is clear and true for you. And then we're going to have this opposition between Uranus and Venus one more time, December 1st. We'll call it December 1st and December 2nd. Only this time, Venus will be at 29 degrees of Libra, and Uranus will be at 29 degrees of Aries. So at the 29-degree point, which is critical degree, the ending of the energies, but they're in Libra and Aries this time, which is understanding that you have to do what's right for you, Uranus and Aries, that's in alignment with your growth, your sense of self, your independence, who you are. And you can't compromise it too much for other people. There'll be some people that will continue to be in your world, in your life, because those relationships are strong. But again, this is another breakup energy. So there's three times this energy is strong. Let me give those dates to you again, because it's happening right now at the 2-degree mark here. And then again, it'll be at 0 degrees of Scorpio, 0 degrees of Taurus, October 31st. And then the third and final time, December 1st and December 2nd, at 29 degrees of Libra and 29 degrees of Aries. So you're moving through this energy. And because relationships are mirrors, you're understanding more of who you are, more of what you want, more of what love means to you through other people, through their values, through their relationship patterns or programs. But you are being given the opportunity to really make some choices here, some big choices around what stays and what goes. And again, this can bring up money stuff because this is happening before the holidays. It'd be great to keep an eye on your checking account and your credit card statements, and to keep an eye on your money because you just want to make sure that part doesn't get too low unexpectedly. Of course, we'll welcome in if it gets too high, you know, but there's the understanding that things are shifting in our own values. And you're going to see things you didn't see before. You're going to see patterns you never noticed. You're going to see things that have been going on your whole life. And you could be a little bit angry. Now, that's because right now we have Mars, who is just back into Aquarius. He is at 0 degrees of Aquarius today and making a square to Venus am making a square to Uranus. And this is abrupt. This is anger. This is frustration. This is, I can't take it anymore. I'm leaving. I'm running out the door. It's a very impulsive energy. It's really like things break. Again, it's a breakup energy that happens quickly or fast. It can also give you the budge to break through something, to put something into action, to stop being stagnant. And this Mars energy is also going to come through and activate more of the July 26th lunar eclipse. And on that lunar eclipse, Mars was at 4 degrees of Aquarius, and he's going to be back at 4 degrees of Aquarius later on in September, specifically September 26th and 27th. So things are meant to be breaking out for you. You're really meant to honor, can't do this anymore. This isn't right for me anymore. This doesn't resonate. This is not who I am. I have a different sense of self. I have different desires. And I also have a different vision of my life. And Mars in Aquarius is how we think, because it's an air sign, how we think about the future, how we think about where we're going, how we think about getting there. It's how we talk about it to other people, our communities, our groups, our friends, our acquaintances, how we speak to ourselves about what we want. And you could say, no, I really want this. And then you could look at, well, am I allowing myself to have that? Am I allowing myself to believe that this is something I can manifest or create? There's a lot of tension right now, because within ourselves, we can feel that we're new and we're different. We can feel that we've shifted. We can feel that things have cleared out or changed. I hope it's brought you clarity. I hope it's brought you understanding. But it can also take time in the physical for things to play out and to work themselves through. And when Mars and Venus are squaring each other, that's typically not good for relationships, because that means the masculine and the feminine have two different approaches, and they're both receiving tension from Uranus and Taurus, which is looking at your money and what you are really changing in the foundation of your self-love and the foundation of your believing in yourself and what you can manifest and how much you can make in what you didn't understand before about your own potential. And then you add to this party the North Node in Leo, which is currently at 3 degrees of Leo, and that's the fourth point that creates what's called a grand cross. And that means there's four different energies all vying for your attention and wanting your energy, and it can feel like a lot. And typically the best way to move through this is to simply breathe through it. And again, come back to the Virgo energy right now, because the sun is in Virgo reminding us to stay grounded, to take the small tasks at hand, to focus, take it day by day, take care of our body, make sure nothing is getting stuck in your body or in your mind, to move the stress through and to allow some things to play out while honoring who you are now. So it's not about compromising. It's about understanding that when you're really strong in who you are and you're confident in these parts of yourself that are timeless, that's about your mission or your strength and who you are in this lifetime, those parts of you will only get stronger during these shifts and changes. So go there. Go to those parts of yourself that you feel really strengthen the core of your own essence and the core of what you know to be true for yourself. Now, Venus has support right now. She's getting a sextile from Saturn at 2 degrees of Capricorn. And that sextile brings in the maturity energy It brings in the sense of what's best for the long term. What are my responsibilities? What are the right financial decisions to make? And Saturn gives her clarity right now. So that helps Venus get away from the tension of Mars and Uranus. Basically, she goes to Saturn and Capricorn that says, think long term, think practical, stay on course with what your responsibilities are and make your decisions based on that. And then Mars is receiving support from Chiron, which is at 0 degrees of Aries. And that is where you're also getting a surge of energy around trusting who you are now. Even if it feels new or fresh or too naive or too even, 0 degrees of Aries is such a beginning point that it's like all potential. All potentials. So stay open to what you don't know. Just stay open. And it'll come through and allow that to support you. So it's quite a dynamic energy signature in the sky right now. And if you can, again, breathe through it. And also do anything that, again, supports the chakras, supports your body in clearing out these energies, you'll feel clearer and stronger too. We also have Jupiter at 18 degrees of Scorpio sextiling Pluto at 18 degrees of Capricorn. And this energy is so strong in the transformational process, in you can't go back. You can't go back. So keep looking forward. And it can feel like that is dark at times, or it's hard to see. But it feels like, okay, the energy then goes to Saturn, which says, to keep building. Take it day by day, stay disciplined, and stay clear. Stay mindful, stay committed. And know that, again, things take time to come together. This energy feels, there's things about it that feel really clear, and I'm even getting the image of wiping the car windshield, just like wipe it clean, wipe it clear, and come back to that. Come back to what you know you want, what you know is true for you, what you know is right for you. And those answers are internal. They're private. They don't need to be what everybody knows or what everyone has access to. But it's a strength within you, and it's a core strength, because now I'm getting the image of your spine. And feeling supported in the spine, in the sense of self, in the strength of who you're becoming, and that it could be that as you visualize the spine, you see it getting straighter, stronger, clearer. You know, your posture changes in a way that really uplifts you. And it feels like that's so strong right now, is if you can just, again, it goes back to the body, the strength within yourself is there. It feels like it's so solid. It's there, and it's just meant for you to embrace it, to acknowledge it, and to support that strength that you came in with that's always been there, and to continue to keep it simple right now. Even if things feel complicated, just focus on the simple, grounded, measured steps. Just stay in the practical, what's needed, what's required, what matters. That's really what the energies are saying, because of all these energies in all the planets in Earth signs. We have 5 planets in Earth signs. So take care of your responsibilities, take care of your physical self. And we're going to talk next week about how the energies are going to shift as we move into Libra, But until then, we're really meant to love our bodies, love ourselves, and to honor ourselves right now as we continue to take it one day at a time, one step at a time, and to make time for honoring and loving yourself as you go. Okay, that feels good. I hope this has helped with some honing in on what is essential and what is necessary. And I'll be back on Monday to talk more about the healing energies of right now and what's needed at this time. Thank you so much for joining me on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, YouTube, and wherever you listen to podcasts. And you'll find more resources and information below this podcast or video. So thank you, friends. I look forward to connecting with you next week, and have a beautiful week ahead. Take good care.